Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, or just want to drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels. That's, of course, DavidDundee, and the podcast @fmr.co.za. It's 20:15 the 21st century, and you're still using a key to get into your home? No way, man. You know, in this day and age, there are things called smart locks. And in many cases, they either replace the tumblers on your current lock or they replace your current lock. And not that complicated to fit in most cases. Let's talk about the old-fashioned way of doing things, the pros of a key with tumblers. Biggest pro, of course, you never run out of battery on a key. They're easy to give out and take back, and they're secure unless, of course, your thief has watched a lockpicking video on YouTube, and then your mileage may vary. Of course, there are cons. Let's start with the first one, YouTube. Two, you got to get your keys out of your pocket bag or wherever it is. Three, you got to get keys cut from time to time, and they wear out. And I don't know about you, but every time I've got keys cut, I end up going back to the locksmiths to have them repaired because the first ones weren't so good. And then giving out a temporary key, of course, is near impossible. And the inconvenience of that big bunch in your pocket or bag. Now let's talk about smart locks. So the pros of them, giving out private or temporary codes is super easy. You just set a code that's either valid for a couple of hours, a couple of days, or you just remove it when you're ready. They're reasonably secure. And when I say reasonably, you have two different kinds. You have the online kind that's not connected to the internet, and you have the offline kind that is connected to the internet. In South Africa, to be honest, I'm more worried about petty thieves than door hackers. I just don't care. And you can, if you've got an online version, you can usually program the door lock with a phone rather than resorting to the ideas of key cutting. And you never, of course, get locked out. And there are other advantages. In many cases, just your phone, or your proximity of your phone, or your fingerprint, or a code is enough to get you in. And it really does have convenience. Now, of course, there are cons. The first one being, it is hackable. There's no getting around that. And there are ways to get through locks, digital locks. I would say that they are probably slightly harder to get through than keys. And that's not because of the technology or the inconvenience. I think that's just because there are more lockpickers out there than digital hackers out there. The initial price, of course, can be an issue, and there are many on the market. They range from the 1,000-odd rand mark to tens of thousands of rands. And that is an issue, of course. You may, of course, need to change batteries from time to time. You will, in fact. But I must say that most have an external port for temporary power. The ones that I have, you take one of those old square 9-volt batteries, you put it to two pins on the outside, and you have temporary power. I haven't particularly been worried about that. And I have changed a few of the primary entry locks in my house to digital, and it just works. And most of us at work have some sort of thumb scanner or something to get through a door anyway, so this is familiar technology, and it is proven. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just to comment, or should I review some specific smart locks, let me know. David@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels. That's, of course, DavidDundee, and the podcast @fmr.co.za.